Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, it's time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Gianna?
Good morning, Gianna.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. So, what's going on with the boyfriend?
Well, I'm worried that my boyfriend might be cheating. We've been together for a little bit over a year, and I think everything is going really great, but I just... basically all of his family. I mean, third cousin once removed. I went with him to a family reunion, and honestly, I went into it and it was like the best. It was going to be the best day ever. We had so much fun. Everyone was already like pretty sloppy sloshed when we got there. The drunk uncles and cousins. I mean, it was a good time until I met his cousin Tracy, who, I mean, she'd been drinking too, but she just was ready to spill all of the business, all of the tea.
Okay.
Sounds like Tracy's the one you need to be close with.
Right?
So what was she telling you?
She basically was giving me all the backstory on his old relationships and how there's one ex of his named Tara that he always goes back to, and I think he cheated on another girlfriend of his in the past with this woman, Tara. And
damn.
She sounds like she's just like a user, but for whatever reason, she keeps popping back up. I'm just now worried that Tara's hanging out in the background of our relationship, too.
Wow. That's a horrible thing. It's like, hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm the girlfriend. By the way, here's all this info on the ex.
I know. And, you know...
So, basically, his little snitch cousin was telling you that he has a thing for his ex, or he's cheated on his last relationship with the ex?
So, it's like he cheated on his ex with his ex.
It's the same one he's cheating with.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Her name is Tara.
So, every time he has a girlfriend, he cheats back with his ex named Tara.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Damn, she really snitched out on her cousin. Oh, my God.
Hey, you come up on that info, though. Now you got to get a heads up on this girl, Tara. Has that name ever came up? Or
no, I'm, like, completely in the dark. And granted, you know, we've been together for over a year and get comfortable. So maybe there are things I'm just not paying attention to. And I thought meeting his family was fine, that we were taking, you know, next steps or whatever, but maybe not.
Maybe. I mean, I know sometimes, like, I have some cousins that are very protective of family members, and they might even, like, make up lies just to kind of keep people at bay. You know what I mean?
It's terrible.
I got some cousins that always risk it for the biscuit. It's always the ex biscuit. It was a leftover biscuit. I got this one cousin. She keeps cheating on all her men, and it's always her ex-boyfriend, who was just horrible to her, but she always cheats with him. She has, like, a thing for him. May they wear each other's first. You know, you never forget your first.
I wish I could.
Well, so what's your man's name?
Lee.
And where's Lee at right now?
Well, actually, he's at work. We work together. What? My dad got him a job at my family's warehousing company. We import, export, like, plumbing materials.
Oh, you work together with your boyfriend.
Yeah, we do. I know. It's not always the best, but...
Oh, my God.
I can see him in his office right now.
What?
You could see him from where you're sitting at right now?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, come on. You don't think he's cheating on you if you got him a job with your family?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy. So, wait. So, when we call him, we're calling him in his office to where you could see?
Yeah.
Do you want to just call his cell phone? Will he pick up a cell phone or the office phone?
I think probably his cell phone.
Well, let's call him. Obviously, you could see him, kind of like, I guess, tuck away so he doesn't see you. And we're going to offer him a free romantic staycation and then ask him that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your name, Gianna, and not that girl, Tara, because at that point, if he says Tara, then are you just going to yell at him at the phone? Or are you going to approach him? Or what are we doing here?
He better not say Tara.
Exactly. Okay. There's a chance that, you know, he's in the office at work right now. He's thankful for the fact that you got him a job and everything. And maybe he's just, you know, he's done with the pack.
Put that stapler down, Gianna. I feel like she's standing up real quick, biting her bottom lip with a stapler in her hand. Are you wearing Nikes?
Are you kidding?
I want to know if she's just going to do it. I'm just going to... Hold on right there. We're calling him up next. Your morning mess. Staycation setup. Back with a staycation setup. We talked to Gianna, and my goodness, things are happening in her life. She's She's been dating this guy, Lee, for a little bit over a year. She met his whole family for Labor Day week and had like a family reunion. She thought everything was going great until one of his cousins gave her the heads up that, hey, be careful, I really like you. He's been known to cheat with his ex named Tara. So the big twist of this we just found out is you guys work together, you and your boyfriend.
Yeah, we work together.
Like, you can literally see him right now from where you are.
Yeah, he's in his office typing away.
And off the air, you told us your dad gave him a job there?
Yeah, this is a family business. He needed some work and
oh my God,
better than what he was doing, you know?
Is your dad at work right now as well?
He is, and so is my brother.
Oh, my God.
You know what? With all of this, like, how he's so tangled up in this, there's no way that he's cheating. I mean, he knows that you're... There's no way. Like, you're the reason he has a job, and he's in a relationship right now, and it sounds like you two have been doing well. You just met the family. I honestly have high hopes for this one.
I mean, honestly, I do, too.
Well, let's give him a call. Do you still see him? Is he still at his office?
Yeah, he's still here.
This is crazy. All right, well, let's give him a call. We'll offer him the hotel and see who he picks up for the reservation.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Lee?
Yeah, this is Lee. How can I help you?
Hi, Lee. Sorry. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. I don't need any help. I've actually got some really good news for you. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay here. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. I'm going to put in the honeymoon package with that as well. And I'm just calling so we can get some of those details ironed out for your reservation. But congratulations.
I don't know. This sounds kind of like some kind of scam or something.
No, sir. This is actually a complete free weekend stay for you. We're a new establishment here in the Valley, and we're trying to build our presence online, so we're just going to need a review of your experience in return for the stay.
And that's it? And I get this free stay?
Yes, sir. It's a great opportunity to show off to someone very special in your life.
No other weird strings attached?
Not at all. No. Now, my first question for you, Lee, is we leave a personalized message or almost like a card for your guest. I can either put something generic on the card, or if you have something personalized, I can do that for you as well.
You can write, I'm always yours, babe.
And now my second question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I can jot their name down whenever you're ready.
Right.
You know what? It's f***ing over. I cannot believe you. You're such a piece of shit. I upgraded your life.
Wait, relax. What's happening right now?
Oh my God.
No. There's no relax. You have literally 30 seconds to get out of this building. Mm-hmm. My dad, my father, hear any of this, they will drag you out. And I don't think that's...
Oh my God.
Babe, what are you talking about? Just calm down.
Don't try me. Do not try me. Who is Tara?
Listen.
Exactly. Get out. Listen.
I love you. Look at me. I love you. I
f***ed up.
Just,
you have 9 seconds.
Look at me. Calm down. Look, I love you. Just give me...
8 seconds.
Let's just reset.
We should give him a countdown. We should do a countdown together.
Stop. Ready? Stop.
5.
No. Joey?
4.
No.
3.
Joe, stop
2,
it.
1.
No!
Hey, Gianna?
Yeah.
Is he out the office?
He left the office. I don't know. He's like walking out of the building right now.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I'm not okay. I'm shaking, but you know.
Yeah, you seem like the type of person that I could never tell that you're angry.
All I know is he better be out of that parking lot. So I go talk to Gianni, my brother. It's over for him.
What's your brother's name?
Gianni.
Oh, Gianni.
So you're Gianna and Gianni?
Sounds like a mob. He's going to be sleeping
with
the fishes.
That's really terrifying. Yeah.
So did you prepare yourself? Because you kind of got the heads up that this would be a possibility.
I don't know if you can really be prepared. I'm just like trying to, my heart is beating so fast. I don't know. A whole year of my life is, I feel like, wasted. It's probably for the better that I know.
I don't know if you're like me. Sometimes I have like a delayed reaction and then things when really start to settle in. We have counseling services if that ends up happening. I'd be happy to give that info to you. So if you need to talk to somebody, you can go ahead.
I appreciate that.
You need to go to Planned Parenthood and make sure everything's okay with this guy. You know what I mean?
I don't know about Planned Parenthood, but okay.
I mean, you should get checked out, just in case.
Really, Joey?
No, yeah, no, I maybe that, or...
Tikka Masala runs rapid.
Oh my gosh.
How does this come back?
Because September.
Tikka Masala.
Or are you steady with the Plan Bs or the protection? Because you gotta take a pregnancy test, make sure you're not having this guy's child. You better pray and spray.
Pray!
I don't think I have to worry about that.
I'm sorry.
She's going to be pregnant with this dude.
She's going to definitely need counseling services, if nothing else, after talking to us, okay? So let me go ahead and get that for you.
Thank you.
All right, Gianna. Hold on right there, okay?
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.